Lent 2024. Refresh. March 15th, by Elise Gower.
Sometimes when I write a reflection, I get a little stuck. The words don't flow easily. I haven't quite landed on the message. I think today's gospel might be an invitation to embrace the unknowing, to be open to something unfolding that we can't quite know or see yet. The word that comes to mind when I read this gospel passage is confusion. Folks seem confused. Is he not the one they're trying to kill? Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from. But then Jesus implies, "You know me, and also know where I am from. But the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true." Despite feeling a bit lost in this scripture, I understand it because I know the end of the story. I recently moved to my childhood hometown. It's been an adjustment, returning to something so familiar yet unknown. It's a place that holds great tension for me. What I once knew and who I've since become. I came back with assumptions, with narrow perspectives that didn't leave much room for change, with judgments that prevented an openness to receiving something new. I wonder if we approach Lent in this way. We know the story of resurrection, so how deeply do we really invest in preparing? Admittedly, there have been Lenten seasons that have resulted in me thinking, I'll do better next year. My counselor often says to me, let it unfold. Stop trying to unfold it. What if we replace certainty with confusion? With a desire to discover a resurrection we don't yet know. To seek Jesus in the most unpredictable place. To imagine a Jesus I haven't known before. To remove the shoulds and the monotonous patterns that limit this holy season. What if we let Lent unfold?
We're Catholic Theological Union, a graduate school of theology and ministry in Chicago, committed to Christ's good news of justice, love, and peace. Whether you're studying the Bible, liturgy, or pastoral ministry, CTU students are a transformative force for good in the church and the world. Learn more at ctu.edu/ISN.